AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's on a campaign swing in Nevada, but just ahead of an event in Las Vegas, the crowd was told
he just tested positive for COVID.
Sagar Magani reports there's more bad news for the president.
A new poll sharply undercuts President Biden's claim that average Democrats are still with him after his debate debacle. The AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds nearly two-thirds of Democrats say the president should pull out of the race and let the party pick someone else. The poll was done 2 weeks after the debate flop, and while he spent much of that time in damage control mode,
I know how to do this job.
The poll shows only about 3 in 10 Democrats are extremely or very confident in his mental capability to do it, down from 40% in February. Younger Democrats are especially likely to want to see the president bow out and say they're dissatisfied with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
National security and foreign policy, the focus for the Republican National Convention tonight, but the highlight will be an address by Senator J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's running mate. He offered something of a preview at a fundraising event.
I joke with the president that, I'm very excited about this evening, and I don't plan to screw it up, but if I do, it's too late. He made the pick, right? It's official now.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is appealing the judge's dismissal of Trump's classified documents case. In Haya Panjwani reports, much of the U.S. and Canada have been dealing with severe storms.
Water rescues and evacuations took place in the Ozark Mountains after as much as 11 inches of rain fell overnight. A confirmed tornado was strong enough to move an old B-52 bomber in Rome, New York. Some buildings in Rome are destroyed and streets are clogged with debris. Flooding left drivers stranded around Toronto. The East Coast from Maine to the Carolinas is also being warned of dangerous heat. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. No Major League Baseball on the schedule until Friday, but Bob Stevens has a recap of last night's All-Star game.
Boston's Jaron Duran hit a two-run homer in the fifth off Cincinnati's Hunter Green to snap a 3-all tie and lift the American League to a 5-3 comeback win over the National League in the 94th All-Star game. Duran became the fifth player in Red Sox history to be named the game's MVP and the first since J.D. Drew in 2008. Duran says it felt great to get the go-ahead home run.
Well, I knew he threw really hard, so I was just praying that he would throw me a first pitch fastball so I could see how hard it was. So after that, I was just hoping to get a pitch up, and he just happened to leave a pitch up, and I just happened to put a good swing on it.
American League trailed 3-0 in the third on Shohei Ohtani's 3-1 blast off Boston's Tanner Houck, but answered back with 3 in the bottom of the inning off Giants' Logan Webb, highlighted by a 2-run single by the Yankees' Juan Soto. Mason Miller got the win, Emmanuel Clase the save. Bob Stevens, Arlington, Texas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.